by the common people as nothing but a beggar. His name, Shuklambar Brahmachari. A very poor Brahmin. Every day he would go out with a tattered cotton shoulder bag. And he would go out to beg. He didn't discriminate who he begged from. He would go even to the most impoverished people of Navadvip to beg for some rice from them. Hours a day, door to door, misused by people, criticized by people, and just considered to be a useless beggar. However, he was constantly chanting the name of Krishna. In his heart was the flood of love of Krishna. He was so happy. As he'd be begging, he'd be crying tears of ecstasy, immersed in tasting the sweetness of the holy name. Perfection of life is to taste the nectar of the holy name. Krishna has descended in his name, and as our heart is pure, we can experience the beautiful form, pastimes, qualities, and abode of the Lord as we chant his name. The holy name awakens our ecstatic love and reveals Krishna within us. This was Shuklambar Brahmachari's realization. Just blissfully, weeping tears of joy, chanting Hare Krishna as he would go door to door begging. What do people give beggars? The worst thing, the cheapest thing, providing they're willing to give anything. In the evening, when Shuklambar Brahmachari would come home, he would take that broken pieces of raw rice and prepare it and offer it to Krishna with great love. And then he would honor the remnants. He was unknown by most, and whoever saw him considered him useless. But there's a moral to this story. Our value is how God sees us from within. Not how the world sees us from without. Because the world's perception of us is based on the illusion of Maya. Samsidhir Hari Toshanam. Success is when we please Krishna. Krishna is pleased by what he sees within our hearts. Srila Prabhupada writes that Krishna doesn't see what you do. He sees the purpose in which you do it. The purpose in which you make an offering to Krishna is what gives him pleasure. Because Shuklambar Brahmachari had such a pure heart, he was allowed entrance all day and all night to his heart's content into the house of Srivas, where only the most confidential associates of the Lord were permitted. great avatars, like Nityananda, who is Balaram, Advaitacharya, who is Mahavishnu, Gadadhar Pandit, who is Radharani, Haridas Thakur, who is Lord Brahma, Srivas Thakur, who is Narada Muni. It was very exalted company in Srivas's house. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who is Brishabhanu, the father of Srimati Radhara. Parvat Muni was Ramai Pandit. And there was Suklambar Brahmachari, dancing and singing with all the Vaishnavas. Now Lord Chaitanya descended in this world to teach us the process of bhakti yoga, pure devotional service, by his own example. The Lord speaks in Bhagavad Gita, yad yad acharati sreshthas tatad eva tirojana. What great people do, common people will follow. Whatever standard they exhibit, the world will pursue. So Krishna, knowing how misguided people will be in this age of Kali due to this menace-like dog of Kali, he came in the role of his own devotee. Krishna already outlined all the necessary truths to attain perfection in Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyajim nam namaskuru mam evaishasi satyam te pratijani priyoshime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. In this way you will come to me without fail. That is the essence and the conclusion of the Gita. But Krishna saw, although I spoke it, everybody has their own conception of how to think of me and who I am. And as far as be my devotee, everyone has their own conception of that. So Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya to demonstrate by his own example. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna chanting his own holy names to teach us. This is his great kindness. Suklambar Brahmachari saw Lord Chaitanya, who was usually always in the mood of a devotee, taking the dust of the feet of his own devotees, doing menial service for his devotees. Sometimes he would see a devotee carrying a heavy load from the Ganges back to his home, and Lord Chaitanya would take it and walk with him. Sometimes he would bring water for his devotees. Sometimes he would serve his devotees in the most humble ways. The Lord wanted to show the world there is no greater opulence than the opportunity to be the servant of the servant of the servant. We want to be a master, but the Lord wants to serve. The Supreme Master wants to serve. And the infinitesimal, insignificant servants want to be masters. But there's no pleasure in being a master. It only infatuates the false ego, which intensifies the sufferings of material bondage. Lord Chaitanya loved to serve. But sometimes, simply to give the highest pleasure to his devotees, he would manifest his mood of the Supreme Lord. And one day, he sat on the altar, or the Singhasan, in the house of Srivas, where the Shalagram Shilas were kept. That was the time when he would be accepting the offerings of his devotees. These were very rare, special occasions. As he sat there, the devotees were so happy to see the Lord taking this mood. They were dancing ecstatically. loudly chanting the holy names of the Lord. And everyone took great joy in seeing Suklambar Brahmachari dance, because he danced with such simplicity. He had no agenda. He had no object, a false ego that he had to achieve. He was absolutely humble. When you're simple in the true sense, it means you're really humble. He had no possessions, but he was the happiest man that anyone ever saw. Because real wealth is the treasure of joy, which comes from love of God. He was dancing so gleefully, just leaping in the air. And Lord Chaitanya was watching him, smiling very happily, as Suklampar's little cloth bag was bouncing around and he was chanting with his arms raised. Lord Chaitanya from the throne called him, "Suklambar, come close to me." He said, "You do not remember, but birth after birth, you have been a beggar. Why are you a beggar? Because everything that you ever get, you offer to me, and you remain a beggar." If Suklambar Brahmachari was offered everything and anything, he would give everything to the Lord and still be a beggar. He said, "In your previous birth, you were Sudama. And you came to my palace in Dwarka. And all you had to offer me was some chipped rice. But you were afraid to offer it out of your humility. I had to steal it from you by force, because I had such an intense appetite to enjoy it. My beggar friend, if you do not offer me food, then I will take it by force." And at that moment, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the husband of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, the king of Vaikuntha, thrust his lotus-like hand in the cloth bag of Suklambar, and handful after handful, he was eating the broken pieces of chipped rice that was begged from the houses of poor people. Suklambar Brahmachari cried. He said, "My Lord, you are the master of all religious principles. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is not fit for you. These are broken, hard chips of rice." And the Lord kept eating handful after handful. He said, "I am tasting something so pleasing to my heart. I will always take the food of my devotee. Even if you don't offer it, I will take it because of your love. But egoistic people, even if they offer with all kinds of rituals, I will not accept it." The devotees, seeing Lord Chaitanya do this, they fell to the ground in happiness. Immediately, they started dancing ecstatically, rejoicing Suklambar Brahmachari's good fortune, chanting Krishna's holy names. From this story, there's a very important principle that is revealed. According to the scriptures, when you offer bhoga or food to the Lord, you have to do it according to rules and regulations. Within all the scriptures of the world, especially the Vedas, there are many rules and regulations that one has to live by. Rules and regulations of cleanliness, rules and regulations of to control the mind, rules and regulations to perform our sadhana, rules and regulations to raise our families, rules and regulations to cook, to offer. There's rules and regulations for practically everything. If you want to do it in a sattvic, brahminical way. To offer food to the Lord, there must be mantras, there must be pudra. Mantra, tantra, yantra, mudra, puja, these are all required for a proper offering. However, there is one principle that defeats all other regulative principles. Love. Where there is spontaneous love, all the rules and regulations have to stand aside. We cannot artificially put the rules and regulations aside. But where there is such spontaneous love, Krishna is hungry to steal our food. In this case, Suklambar Brahmachari, he didn't chant any mantras. He didn't do any tantras or yantras or mudras or pujas. The Lord stole his food because the Lord had an uncontrollable appetite to taste his love. Vrindavan Das Thakur tells anyone who sincerely hears this story of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya on Suklambar Brahmachari will attain loving devotional service to Lord Chaitanya. On another occasion, Lord Chaitanya went to Suklambar Brahmachari's little thatched hut. And he said, Suklambar Brahmachari, I'm going to make a proposal to you that you will not like. I know you're a beggar. I've come to your house to beg for the food that you beg for. I have come to your home as a beggar. I have uncontrollable appetite to eat your rice. Suklambar Brahmachari said, what are you saying, my lord? Said, I am insignificant like an insect. I am the most fallen. I am the most sinful, the most unqualified. You should be coming to my house to bless me, to give me shelter, to let me serve you. How can I hear your words, my Lord? I am in such illusion. Please save me from this illusion. Lord Chaitanya responded, my words are not an illusion. I am hungry for your food. In fact, I'm coming at noon today, so prepare a meal for me. Then the Lord left. Suklambar Brahmachari was simultaneously blissful and miserable. Miserable because he felt so unqualified. How can I cook for Lord Chaitanya? Lakshmi Devi cooks for him. And what do I have to cook? Only the broken little cheap things that I beg for. So he went to the devotees to find out, what should I do? My little house, the Lord's going to come for lunch and he's going to bring his associates. The devotee said, you are very fortunate, Suklambar. The Lord is accepting your love. After all, the Lord refused any food from Duryodhana, but he accepted the simple banana from the house of Vidura because of his love and devotion. Your love is attracting the Lord's heart. So you should cook and be happy. And if you're really disturbed about this cooking, then try not to touch anything. Try not to touch any of the preparations with your hands. So Suklambar went out and begged, And he came home. He put water on his little fire stove. He started a fire with cow dung. Put a pot on it. Put scented water. And cooked some rice. And then he cooked a very, very simple, cheap food that is very dear to Lord Chaitanya. It was made out of the inner peat of the banana. Within the stem of a banana. Hare Krishna. And he boiled it. And all the while he was cooking, he was weeping tears of humility and loudly chanting the holy names. Because the Lord is so pleased with his devotees' love, he was chanting with such feeling that the goddess Lakshmi personally entered his house, glanced on the pot, and put her own bhakti into that food. And while he was cooking, the aromas of that simple rice and banana peat stems, it was ambrosial, it was nectarine. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath in his Ganges. And with Nityananda Prabhu and other associates, he came soaking wet into the house of Suklambar Brahmachari. And there in the house, he changed his clothes. Oh, Suklambar, what have you cooked for me today? He sat down. Suklambar Brahmachari served the prasad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so blissful. He said, in my life, I have never tasted such delicious prasad as what I'm having here today in the house of Suklambar. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya in his form of Jagannath is getting 56 offerings a day. What to speak of Vaikuntha? What kind of offerings he gets there? But he preferred to eat the rice of a beggar that was begged because of his pure and simple devotion. Please understand that Lord Brahma and such exalted persons as him are making offerings to Lord Chaitanya in Yajna. In Brahma Loka, he's making thousands of offerings. But Lord Chaitanya prefers the pot of rice on the bank of the Ganges from Suklambar Brahmachari. Why? Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to the world to teach that it's only by pure love that he can be understood. Love of God has nothing to do with external designations. It has to do with the sincerity and the purpose of the heart. It is very important for devotees to hear these beautiful stories. Otherwise, Maya is so powerful. She'll distract us from the real essence of what we want. We become envious of somebody who's materially more successful than us. Envious of somebody who has more or better property than us, better influence, or a higher position. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, only a person who has no envy in their heart can truly understand his teachings. whether we are professional in our occupation in Bombay, or students, or simple brahmacharis, whether we're farmers or businessmen or industrialists or engineers, it's not important. What's important is that we place on top of our heads as an aspiration that we long to achieve the wealth of Suklambar Brahmachari, the wealth of simplicity, humility, and pure unalloyed devotion. Because in this spirit, following in the footsteps of the great souls, we could chant the holy names of the Lord in such a way that the supreme proprietor of everything wants to beg the love from our hearts. That is Krishna. Begging for the love of his devotees. What greater Lord, what greater aspiration or purpose in life could be than to serve such a personality as this? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only taught the highest perfection through his own example, but through the example of his loving devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.